The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Due to budget issues, Eric's been replaced by a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts.
We assume you won't mind, but if sparks shoot out your radio, you'll know why.
So stand back.
And now, here's Eric 2.0.
Hey there, folks. Once again, I am absolutely humbled. If you've listened to this program or if you've read my great books on Bonhoeffer, Luther, Miracles, Donald Drains a Swamp, perhaps you've read If You Can Keep It, or Seven Men, or Seven Women, or the other books that I've written. I've written many children's books, for example, Uncle Muggsy and The Terrible Twins of Christmas. If you've read any of my books and you listen to this program, you know how seriously I take where we are as a country right now, which is why I am all the more honored that the current President of the United States has agreed to join us again for a short segment today. Mr. President, I'm really overwhelmed. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I love the show. I love your audience, and I love what you're doing. That's the most important part.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you consider yourself a modern day Cyrus?
Well, I would say, is that the thing on the iPhone?
No, that's Siri.
That's Siri. That's yeah. Siri. Because I like Siri because it's kind of all-knowing. It's
yeah.
kind of all-knowing.
Yeah.
Well, Cyrus, no, I would say if the Cyrus is the Cyrus I'm thinking of, yeah. I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
That's right. And you're probably thinking of Cyrus McCormick, who invented the grain reaper or thresher. I think that was Cyrus McCormick. But a lot of evangelicals, especially in the charismatic world, we've had Lance Wolnow on here, have said that you're a modern day Cyrus or a modern day Eli Whitney. And I just wanted to
I've heard the Cyrus thing before.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you all come to the White House and gather there,
yeah.
and do these wonderful prayers
yeah.
around me, and you know, put your hands
yeah.
on me.
I wasn't invited to those.
That was an oversight. That was an oversight.
Yeah, no,
Oval Office is very small. We can only get like 100 people
you,
in there.
You probably so. Don't
Next
realize
time.
That
Next
I'm
time.
On your faith advisory council.
That was you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
and
you.
And so
okay.
what that means is I'm in spiritual authority over you, and you have to tithe unto me after the order of Melchizedek. That's biblical.
Right.
That's right out of
right.
Abraham. It's what's called a theophany. He sees Melchizedek. It's a type of Christ.
Right.
And I think
exactly.
that means you have to tithe unto me. But since you're getting zero salary as
right.
president.
Can you believe it? And,
I don't know.
And Ivanka is not getting paid either. Every day is take your daughter to work day.
You know, I think it's extraordinary that she's not getting paid. It's also good that she's not getting paid for optics, as we now call it. But I want to ask you, you do so many things. For example, my wife and I ordered some Trump wine
Isn't it great?
It is great.
It is fantastic. The Chardonnay is excellent. The Cabernet is excellent. Largest winery in Virginia.
Is that true?
Yes, it's huge. It's incredible. Now, turning out the best grapes. It's far better than those French wines from Macron or Macaron, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
you
Macron.
I'm not happy with him right now.
No. And I don't like the head of the IMF. All the French, I have to say, not a fan.
But
let me
Good
ask
food,
you this.
Not a fan.
But let me ask you this, because I know the Bucks stops with you.
Absolutely. 100%.
We bought two cases, and one of the bottles was corked. Mm-hmm. You think it's possible to get a refund just on that bottle? I don't know what the policy is.
If
I ever see you, I said, I've just got to ask you. Because I know you're all about product and about...
Absolutely. And about, we want to make our customers very, very happy.
Right.
And we're going to replace the entire case.
Right.
We're going to replace
Wow.
Them.
Thank you.
How do you like that?
Thank you.
How do you like that? And when you're in Virginia, come by. We'll make sure you get a tour of the winery. Eric's in charge of that.
Is that your son, Eric, is
Eric's
in charge of that?
Of the winery.
I didn't know that.
He can do the tours.
I didn't know that.
He knows a lot about grapes. He knows a lot about
so
grapes.
So many kids.
So many kids and so many tremendous products.
Right.
And so many things that people love.
And of your three wives, which would be the most recent?
I would say Melania. She'd be the most recent.
Right. Okay.
The most recent and the most beautiful. And so wonderful. And so Ivana was very hardworking, very industrious.
Right.
She ran some of the casinos.
Right.
But Melania has done such a tremendous job,
right.
such an incredible job. And the whole Be Best thing, the bullying thing, so important.
So incredibly important.
She does a great job with that.
Yeah.
I think she, and she really cares. She cares. So much more than a lot of the other first ladies who don't really care.
Isn't that true? Like Lady Bird Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Whom are we kidding?
Right. What a drinker, too.
You know what I'm
I heard
saying?
She just really just boozed it up all the time.
I think that was Betty Ford.
That's it. Betty Ford.
You're probably thinking of her. She had a clinic named after her.
Right, because that's how much she drank. They had him do a clinic for
her. No. It was like a baseball clinic for kids.
Oh, that's great.
But let me
so
ask
important.
You this. I don't know. I had our mutual friend Sebastian Gorka.
Yes.
Sebastian.
What a great guy. I miss him so much.
He is a great guy.
He was in the White House for such a short time. I don't know what happened. One day he was there, one day he was gone.
Well, I'll tell you what happened is you got rid of Steve Bannon.
I did. That was me.
I think that was you. And you know, the funny thing is that Steve Bannon, he's very fond of you.
I like Steve. He just does not address. He's kind of slobbenly.
Yeah, he is kind of slobbenly.
Not the look I wanted. Jared has a great look. Tall, thin. Looks like a model. I've never heard him speak other than I do at Ivanka's wedding.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you, does he speak English?
Who? Gorka? I think
Gorka speaks
quite a few languages.
Gorka speaks many languages.
I think he's bilateral in that regard.
When Sebastian Gorka is on Fox, he's a certain way. But when he comes on my show, he uses better vocabulary words because he knows that my audience is up to
it. It's smarter. You have a much more intelligent audience.
Intelligent. There's no question. And obviously, the Fox audience, they're into, catheters and those hurricanes. And
yes.
It's a different... It's a different demographic.
And gold. Buying gold.
I think it's
Bill Devane.
Bill Devane.
He's a great actor, by the way.
Fantastic actor.
Great guy. I liked him on Falcon Crest. I think it was Falcon Crest.
Incredible.
I think that was the show.
Did you know that President Reagan's ex-wife also appeared on Falcon Crest?
The first one. What was their name?
I think it was Esther Williams
Esther Williams.
Or
great
Charo.
Swimmer.
Or
great
Charo.
Swimmer.
I don't know. In any case, before we go, I wanted to give you a present. I know Sebastian Gorka gave this to you in the Oval, as he calls it, but I felt compelled. I'm very good friends with the illustrator, Tim Raglan, and he really was the one who persuaded me to vote for you. In the beginning, I was really... I was open to a lot of the conservatives.
Mm.
And because I grew up in New York, sometimes I didn't take you very seriously. I thought,
right.
I don't know
well,
what
you're
to
taking
make
me
of this
seriously
guy.
Now.
Oh, I have to because you're my guest.
Right.
But the point is that I guess Tim convinced me, and Tim and I have done a lot of children's books together.
Really?
And that's when I decided we need to do a book about this new folk hero, the president.
Oh, I like that.
But thank you.
Folk hero.
Well, you're kind of an American folk hero. Tim made me realize that. And so I said, why don't we do a book about a caveman who frees the cave people from the swamp creatures?
Ooh.
And so it's called Donald Drains the Swamp.
This
and Mr.
looks
President,
incredible.
I want you to have a copy of that.
Thank you so much. This is amazing. And I look tremendous on this.
It is amazing. And the beauty of it is that it's based on a true story. Donald Drains the Swamp. Now, the swamp creatures, of course, are they're lobbyists. They're they're people that are addicted to money.
And right. The swamp, and that's the problem.
And the swamp turns out the swamp is made of money. It's not green because it's, you know, green swamp green. It's money. And so Donald, he's a builder. It's kind of based on you.
This is me.
And he decides that, hey, it's no big deal to drain the swamp. You just dig a trench and you drain it. It's like building a wall. And in this book, and this is true, using tariffs, he gets the Mexicans to pay for the trench. And basically, it's an extraordinary tale of what's actually happened. And I wanted you to know that you are now, I mean, this...
My hair looks tremendous.
Listen,
it looks really incredible.
This Halloween, they're going to be costumes of kids dressed as Donald the Caveman, beautiful red, white, and blue cave costume.
I love this.
A club. Now, the club says, we the people on the club, okay? And often there's a little Twitter bird that follows him around. I have no idea.
I like the Twitter bird. You know, I have 53 million followers.
53.
And it's growing. It's growing all the time. I think it's actually up to 60. It may be up to 60. We've had a huge jump, huge spike recently. And I think this book's going to take us to the next level.
I
love the artwork. Did you draw this?
No, I let the illustrator take a crack at it before I did.
So you wrote all these words.
Actually, I wrote them with the illustrator. He's a genius.
And he's a genius?
I just let him go. No, he is a genius. And that's why when he told me that I need to take a second look at you as president.
So he's the guy who turned you around.
Yes, he is.
I have to talk to him.
Yeah.
I have to
talk to him. We're going
to talk
to him.
Maybe he should be on my communications team.
We're out of time, but I'd love to have you back next week if you're free. I know you're kind of busy.
Right.
But if you
I'm very busy,
time,
but I'm coming back to New York, and I would love to come on the show.
God bless
you. Thank you so
tremendous.
Much. Always
tremendous.
A pleasure. I really appreciate this. This
Thank
is
you.
Really, and I'll sign it for you.
Oh, sure.
Sign it.
Thank you.
I'll
yeah.
sign it, but I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at lonestartransfer.com.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life. I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe.
Hey there, folks. As you know, religious liberty is something I take very, very seriously. And some people think religious liberty means, you know, freedom for Christians to do what they like. That's not what religious liberty is. Religious liberty is the right of any human being to practice his religion, to live out his faith. There are tremendously wicked things happening in China today to the Uyghur people. They are Muslims. They are being treated brutally by the Chinese. People aren't reporting on this very much. It's despicable. It is horrific. If we're going to trade with the Chinese, we need to lean on this issue. I have in the studio here Salih Hudayar, who is a Uyghur Muslim. We met in Washington, D.C. recently, and I'm thrilled to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us the story. There's so many people, they know nothing about what is happening to the Uyghur people.
So, first off, I'll explain what the who the Uyghurs are. The Uyghurs are an ethnically Turkic and Indo-European people that have inhabited Central Asia for thousands of years. In fact, their history goes back about roughly 6,000 years. They were actually they were originally shamanistic, and then they converted to Buddhism. Then they converted to Nestorian Christianity. And then it was in the 10th century when the Arab conquest or Arab merchants decided to come towards Central Asia. And it wasn't really until the 16th century that they became predominantly Muslim. Currently, there's millions of Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples in East Turkestan, or what China calls Xinjiang, which means literally the new territory. According to the DOD report from May 3rd, I believe, they stated that upwards of 3 million people are in concentration camps. It was the first time that any...
Okay, now when you say concentration camps, the words get bandied about and they lose their value. I spoke to you about this privately in Washington, D.C. You mean actual concentration camps. When we think of Nazi concentration camps, we are talking about concentration camps quite like those.
Yeah, well, complete with their watchtowers, with their guards, their... you know, fencing. There's people that are constantly, you know, brainwashed, politically indoctrinated. People are tortured in these camps. There's forced starvation, forced medication. You know, numerous reports of rape have emerged, rape of not only women but also men. Also, there's, you know, organ harvesting of prisoners or people in these camps.
Well, when I heard you talk about this, I thought that it's an extraordinary thing because, I as a Christian, take no joy when other religions are persecuted. But let me ask you, are we talking about the persecution of a religious group or an ethnic minority or both?
Well, so it's a bit of both. But just to clarify, the Uyghurs, we don't consider ourselves as an ethnic minority because we don't consider ourselves as a part of China. East Turkestan was an independent republic prior till December 22nd, 1949. In fact, the first CIA officer to die in the line of duty, Douglas McNiernan, was evading East Turkestan when the Chinese communists invaded. So like Tibet, we were invaded and occupied by China.
And so what is China's goal in the way that is treating the Uyghur people?
So China's goal is to ultimately eradicate the essence of a Turkic identity. The idea of an independent East Turkestan is really what they're trying to eradicate under the so-called the war against the three evils, which is separatism, extremism, and terrorism.
And, of course, they define extremism as wanting to be a proud Uyghur.
Yes. Our language has been completely banned in the use of public signs that had our that you previously had Uyghur written on it, you know, have been completely either taken down or there's black tape over it. Textbooks have been destroyed. You know, our children have, like, even when I was growing up there in East Turkestan, they would teach us Chinese after the third grade, but now it's from pre-K all the way till college, straight Chinese.
Well, look, this is what communist dictatorships do. It's what the Russians did all through the Eastern Bloc. It is brutal. It's repressive. The difference is that America is trading with China. We gave them most favored nation status under Clinton. We haven't dealt with them as though they're an evil empire, but only an evil empire does what they're doing to your people, as I understand it.
Exactly. I mean, it's synonymous to what the Jewish people faced under Nazi Germany. And by looking at these camps, the way it's constructed, it's not temporary. This is not something that China is planning on using, you know, for temporary reasons. I mean, the camps have been around since 2016. Officially, and many people, you know, have died in these camps. Reports, I mean, even in my own extended relatives, you know, we had three people that were murdered in these camps.
Now, when you say you've had three people in your family murdered in these camps,
in my extended family, yes.
Why would they be murdered? In other words, these camps seem brutal enough. Why? Were they specifically murdered?
Well, so the conditions of the camps, forced starvation, torture, refusing to, you know, even speaking our own language in the camps is a reason for us to get tortured, according to various people that had fled the region, mostly ethnically Kazakhs, who were Kazakh citizens that visited East Turkestan, and because they are not ethnically Chinese-looking, they are just picked off the street and thrown into these camps, despite the fact that they're foreign nationals.
How many people are in these camps now?
So the latest, you know, the DOD said there's upwards of 3 million. We believe that it's much higher. Some people say it's around 4 to 5 million, but
4 to 5 million people in concentration camps in China now, today. It's just breathtaking to me. And you're saying that simply for speaking your own language, you will be tortured.
Yes. As outside of the camps, you know, it's equally as grim. So majority of the people that are in these camps are men. Majority of them are men. So this leaves the women and children vulnerable. But the Chinese government has taken, you know, forcibly separated the children from their families and put them into state-run orphanages or boarding schools and indoctrinate them into become Chinese and to hate their own identity. Women are being, you know, there's reports that women are being raped. The Chinese government has put out incentives and propaganda videos trying to encourage Han Chinese men to migrate to East Turkestan. To where they will find, you know, according to the propaganda, a lovely Uyghur wife wanting to marry a Han Chinese husband. They lure them in with lucrative incentives like 88,000 RMB, which is roughly about $12,000 cash as soon as the wedding happens, a free car, free housing, a job.
So they're trying to eradicate this ethnic group. They're trying to eradicate your people,
exactly.
wipe you out.
Exactly.
Now, how long has this been going on? In other words, you said these concentration camps have existed just for a few years. What was happening 10 years ago? Have they ramped this up more recently?
Yes. So, I mean, since China occupied East Turkestan in 1949, initially what they did was Mao, he set up a something called the Bingtuan, which is a paramilitary production corps. So he moved hundreds of thousands of Chinese soldiers there along with their families to protect the borders. And so they took the most valued land across the region, the most fertile lands, and turned them into colonies. East Turkestan's population in 1949, 96% was ethnically Turkic, with 4% ethnically Chinese. You look at it today, 50% or more is Chinese, and the Turkic population is decreasing daily. We haven't really had a growth in our population since 2016 because the men are locked up in the camps.
Now, if people want to contact you, what is the organization and what is the website?
East Turkestan National Awakening Movement, and our website is nationalawakening.org.
Okay, East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. And the website again?
Nationalawakening.org.
Nationalawakening.org. I just find it extraordinary that this is happening today. These are your people. These are your relatives. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Salih Hoodyar. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Missouri's health department has declined to renew the abortion license for the state's Lone Clinic. However, a court order will allow the St. Louis Planned Parenthood affiliate to continue to perform their procedure for the time being. Two diplomats speaking on condition of anonymity say the United States has asked for a closed Security Council meeting on Monday on the recent developments regarding Iran and the latest tanker incidents. The Supreme Court has thrown out the murder conviction and death sentence for a black man in Mississippi, saying the removal of black prospective jurors violated the defendant's rights. A judge has appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the decision by Cook County prosecutors to dismiss all charges against actor Jesse Smollett, who was accused of lying to the police by claiming he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in Chicago. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Sally Houdiar about the fate of the Uyghur Muslims in the western part of China. Sally, the protests that have been going on in Hong Kong, absolutely massive protests. I mean, 2 million people taking to the streets protesting because China is becoming more and more aggressive in making Hong Kong just like the rest of China. So in a sense, there is a parallel, I guess, with not an exact parallel, but the Uyghur Muslims are standing in support of what's happening in Hong Kong.
Yes, because, you know, China, when it first occupied East Turkestan, they promised us autonomy. In fact,
lean a little bit further close. I want to make sure. China promised autonomy to your people.
Yes. In fact, you know, officially, East Turkestan is called the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. But we've never got any autonomy. I mean, the only autonomy that we have is to be sent to concentration camps. So we fully support the people of Hong Kong, because what China is trying to do is lure them into, you know, becoming, giving them false promises, and then eventually that's what they'll do. In fact, you know, they had Hong Kong Special Operations Forces visit East Turkestan to get training in counterterrorism and then come back. This is very disturbing, because I don't think Hong Kong has any potential of being violent, you know. I mean, in East Turkestan, we're not violent either, but they use the pretext of, oh, we're fighting against extremism, separatism, because we're Muslim. But whereas in Hong Kong, majority of these people are Christians and other faiths.
I have to say that the reason I know you is because of our mutual friend Jason Jones, who is very close friends with my friend John Zmirak. And when Jason Jones brings somebody to my attention, it's the same as if John Zmirak did. And so when we spoke that day in Washington, I was really staggered, and I hoped that I would be able to get you on this program. What do you think America can do? What can this administration do right now?
Well, the United States can, first thing, you know, is to, you know, have the United States Congress pass the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act, and that's been on the table for about a year.
Is anybody championing that?
Actually, a lot of has, I would say, about 50 or so congressional members signed on to it, possibly more than that. Last I checked, it was like 50-something. And then there's the global Magnitsky sanctions. I mean, America sanctioning Russia, Turkey, and other countries for small things, but there's a full-scale, you know, genocide going on in East Turkestan, and we still have not sanctioned any Chinese officials responsible for that. Other things, you know, is to include this in the trade talks. You know, America should, the Trump administration should raise this issue. The fact that they're keeping 3 million people in the concentration camps, that should be something that America can use as a leverage.
Yeah, it is a stunning thing and a despicable thing. And I think that this is, to my mind, when America is great, when we use our voice for others. We have done this in the past. We have to talk about human rights. We have to talk about human rights around the world. And whenever someone like China is doing this, if you do not speak up about it, if you do not speak up about the forced abortions in China, in a sense, you lose your voice. And I think that those of us in America who love America, we love America because we have been proudly vocal for people with whom we have nothing in common. I mean, I'm speaking now, for example, for Muslims. This is not for so many Christians are oppressed, but we're speaking now about Muslims and an ethnic group that are being brutally oppressed. And I think American values dictate that we speak up. We speak up for freedom. We speak up for people being able to govern themselves to the extent that that's possible. And I really think that, you know, meeting you was not a coincidence. It's very important that people in America understand what China is doing. We know that China does not have a Judeo-Christian view of the human being. So they kill prisoners and then they use their organs. This is very gruesome stuff, very reminiscent to the Nazi worldview of human beings. And I think we need to talk about it, and our president needs to bring it up at the trade talks, which is what you just said. So I'm grateful for you. Do you live now in the United States? Do you go back and forth? What do you do?
No, I've actually, I live in the United States. I live right outside of Washington, D.C. I work for the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement, and I'm also recently appointed as the ambassador to the United States from the East Turkestan exile government.
Wow, I didn't know that there was an exile government that had somebody at the UN.
No, we don't have anyone at the UN. The UN doesn't officially recognize us. In
right.
fact, we don't have any official recognition from any country,
right?
Because of China's one China policy,
yeah.
And other diplomatic pressures and economic pressures that they exert.
Right. Well, what can people listening do right now? There's just a moment left.
Well, the first thing that they can do is just to, Google this issue, just Google East Turkestan or Uyghurs or...
And Uyghur is spelled U-I-G-H-U-R. I want to be clear. U-I-G-H-U-R. It's pronounced Uyghur. Well, at least we pronounce it Uyghur. How do your people pronounce it?
Uyghur.
Wow. Say it again.
Uyghur.
That's tough.
Yes.
That's tough. So we're going to stick with Uyghur, U-I-G-H-U-R. This is a key issue of our day. Sally, I'm just really grateful for you taking the trouble to come up here to make your voice known. People will watch this on video. They'll hear this on the radio. And what is the website once more?
Nationalawakening.org.
Nationalawakening.org. This is religious liberty. It's what it's all about. We need to speak up. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. They will see.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me. The Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks' worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
What if I told you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than now to save a baby's life. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with 3 key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you, if you listen to this program, and you can tell your friends even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com. Or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them. But the 2-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code. Hey there, folks. I'm starting to get used to this because, as you know now, having had the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, on the program a few times here in the studio, I'm almost getting used to it. I shouldn't. It's an honor. But once again, in the studio, Mr. President, welcome.
So great to be back. You know, I wanted to tell you for the last time, being on your show, it reminds me of Larry King.
Yeah.
But you're better looking and your breath is 10 times better. Larry had terrible breath.
His breath, if carelessly directed, had the force of an expertly swung truncheon.
Yes.
It would just knock you out.
It would make this right eye, like, actually, like, tear up.
It was so incredible.
I even said it to him on air. Do you remember when I said that?
I actually do remember that.
Yes, I told him. I love Larry.
Yeah.
You know, 6 wives, 7 heart attacks. I love how he used to say that. I haven't had that many.
Heart attacks?
No, wives.
Wives. Well, you know, the thing is to when somebody tells you you look better than Larry King. I mean,
it's a low bar.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment. Let me just ask you, you know, in the past, I've thrown you a lot of softball questions because you're president of the United States. But I thought if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you some a little bit tougher questions.
That's fine.
Is that fair? Would you say that's fair?
I'm a smart guy. I can answer any question you like.
People often say, what's capital North Dakota? Were you going to say Bismarck?
Yes.
Thank goodness. Yes. Because that's one of the states over which you know, United States, there's 50 of us now.
Right.
But here's the issue. Here's the hard-hitting question I want to direct at you, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
With all due respect, people have accused you of nepotism. You put your brother, Bobby Kennedy, in as attorney general. People have never done that before. Mm-hmm. You put your daughter, Ivanka, in and her is it her husband, Jared?
It's your husband, Jared.
And he's the Jew.
Yes, he is, and I love the Jewish people.
It's fascinating.
Tremendous people. And I moved the embassy to where?
To Israel?
No, to Jerusalem.
Oh, but that's in Israel.
That's in Israel. And I love the
All right,
Jewish
well,
people.
Let me
Tremendous
ask you this.
People.
I was very proud of you when you did that.
And they have a wall, by the way. They have a wall.
They have
tremendous
a wall.
Tremendous wall, yes. And as far as I know, no Mexicans in Israel, which I think is tremendous.
Now, do you think you were on Australian TV recently?
Yes,
and you
I
suggested
was.
That they should build a wall around their island continent.
Yes, and make New Zealand pay for it.
It's interesting.
Right. Those Kiwis have been getting a free ride.
Well, Peter Jackson made his films there, and they made so much money.
So much money. Can you believe that?
They're killing the Australians.
Absolutely.
And they ripped off
their accent, too. It's similar but different.
It's right. That's right.
Right.
Well, I want to get you back to the issue of nepotism.
Right. And what's wrong with nepotism, by the way?
Well, nepotism is not always bad.
No, it's not, because who did God send?
His son?
Exactly. He could have sent anybody, but he sent his son.
I never thought of that.
You see that? You see, that's why I'm very smart.
That's very interesting.
Because that's the ultimate nepotism.
Didn't you go to Wharton?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Graduated first in my class, University of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
I turned out some other, you know, crap school, diploma mills like Harvard and Yale, but I went to Penn.
But let me ask you, in terms of nepotism, you've got people are worried that the people around you, friends, are making money off of your presidency. Mm. And the number one person that people bring up typically is the man behind the MyPillow empire, Mike Lindell.
Right.
Mike Lindell has been a big fan of yours. And that's after He quit crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. This is he invented the pillow while he was still on crack. That's true. But after
really,
yes, no, that's
he never told me this.
That's true. Well, it's not something you want to brag about. But right. The point is that a lot of drug addicted people invent stuff and then you don't hear about it.
Right. That's true.
But no, it is true. But the fact is that he's become a sponsor on this program. Mm-hmm. And I'm always wondering, are people going to say like, oh, Mike Lindell twisted the president's arm to come on your program to promote his product?
No one twists my arm. No one twists my arm. If I like a product, I'm going to talk about the product.
OK.
You know what I
so
mean?
You do like my pillow.
I like Mike. And I like my pillow because my pillow is the greatest pillow since the invention of the pillow.
Well, you know what?
And
that's
many countries don't have pillows. You know, like here in America, yeah. We have, but like some countries don't have. I go to Europe, they don't have washcloths. They don't have washcloths. Can you believe that?
They don't
I
have
like
a
to
lot.
Wash my face. I like to wash my face. I say, I go to the, I call the hotel, I call down to the front. Do you have a washcloth? They go, what's a washcloth?
Yeah.
I get, you know, and some countries don't have pillows. It's really
That's true. Well, we have pillows in America, but the best pillows are my pillow.
My pillow.
But the reason I bring it up, and a lot of people watching don't know this, Mike Lindell, you know, he advertises on a lot of programs.
Really, a lot.
But they always put up a code, like put in this code and you get a discount.
Right.
But what people don't know, and I don't care if it's on Fox or whatever it is, if you put in a code other than our code, mm-hmm. those are all Democrat codes.
Really?
Yes.
I knew it.
Well,
knew
I'm
it.
Telling you. So you put in the word Eric, E-R-I-C. Also happens to be your son is named Eric.
That is correct.
And that's one of the reasons my parents named me Eric. Even
because
though
of,
I'm older,
right.
They just thought as
that's
an homage.
That's amazing. They knew it was coming.
As an homage.
You see, that kind of, you know,
so,
a lot of people.
So they're prescient. But the point is that if people.
Where are they from?
I forget. It's prescient? So long ago.
Is
I wasn't
like
even
near
born.
Persia?
I wasn't
okay.
even born. But the point is that I wonder if we have a pillow. Albin, do we have pillows? We always keep pillows.
There it is.
We keep
there
pillows on the
Mike
set.
Mike is going to be so
this,
happy.
Now, this
hello,
pillow,
sir.
Feel,
you,
feel that pillow.
Wow.
And as you're feeling it, think wow. Invented while on crack cocaine.
Invented while on crack cocaine.
That's how good he is.
I'm not a drug person, but if you know if you can come up with this on crack,
but anyway, so,
imagine
but
what you could do.
But the point is, but this pillow and the sheets and everything, if you don't
Egyptian,
put in the code
Egyptian
sheets.
And the code is Eric?
Eric.
Eric.
But the thing that people don't know is if you put in the code Eric, you get a fabulous discount.
Mm-hmm.
Huge discount. Terrific,
right.
Tremendous
right.
discount. If you don't put in the code Eric, you can also put in Metaxas, but if you don't do that, people don't realize it's a Democrat discount.
Oh, we don't
and it goes
that.
To Pelosi.
Oh, that's horrible.
And
Nancy
Bernie.
Palooser. Nancy Palooser. Crazy Bernie. No, 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 no.
I mean, can you imagine?
I think that people should only use your discount code.
I'm trying to say that people watch Fox and they just kind of assume.
Right.
But the people who buy those ads on Fox, they could be shills for people like Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Joe
exactly.
Biden could because be making money off of these.
Well,
pillows.
They're going to have Joe Biden on a town hall. From what I understand, on Fox,
and,
they had that Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg, and no one's ever going to elect that guy. They're not going to elect a Buddhist as president. It's not going to happen.
And you know what?
It's
I'll tell you the happen. Truth. He's not even any kind of a judge.
Yeah, absolutely. I
no,
heard that. I
no,
heard that.
That's like false
and that
advertising.
That town is tiny. That town.
It's
a nice town. It's a tiny town.
Advertising.
He's a
South
mayor.
Bend, Indiana. Oh, you know what? We're out of time, Mr. President. I just want to say thank you very much
thank
again.
You. Can
we'll
I
have you
the,
back as often as possible. Oh, it's yours.
Oh, thank
it's
you
yours.
So much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for watching, folks.
This moment has unfurled. I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until
what if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women, and a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than now to save a baby's life. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
The battle over Missouri's only abortion clinic was back in court today.
Missouri's health department has declined to renew a license to perform abortions for the state's lone clinic, but the St. Louis Planned Parenthood affiliate can continue to perform that procedure for now. St. Louis Circuit Judge Michael Selzer says a preliminary injunction he previously issued to allow the clinic to continue to perform abortions remains in place.
That's correspondent Shelley Adler reporting. President Trump says the U.S. was cocked and loaded to retaliate against Iran for downing an American drone, but he canceled the strikes 10 minutes before they were to be carried out after being told some 150 people could die. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 51 points. Now the NASDAQ is down a dozen. This is SRN News.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad, I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get
hey
you on, get a rhythm.
Albin.
Yeah.
You know what we forgot to say?
No, what?
I am not kidding. I get so staggered by the idea that I'm sitting here with the President of the United States that I forget everything goes out of my head. Yeah. We forgot to say that today's the first day of summer.
Yeah.
Happy summer. This
Happy
is going to be a great summer.
It is. It's the longest day of the year, too. Here in New York, the sun stays out till about 2 in the morning, so it's
no,
wild.
No, stop it.
It's wild.
You're confusing us with Iceland. All right. We've got a couple of quick mentions. In this hour, we spoke to the President of the United States. If you missed it, folks, oh, my goodness. And we're going to put it on YouTube. If you don't get, I say this again and again, please go to ericmetaxas.com. Please sign up to get my latest thoughts. That's every week we send out photographs and all kinds of stuff and YouTube stuff and whatever, and so you don't miss anything. But I spoke to the President of the United States, and tremendous honor, and you will you'll see the video, and you can hear it, obviously, but in case you missed it or something and you want to see the video, but we spoke to Salih Houdiyar about what is happening to the Uyghurs in it's an ethnic community in China. It is so grievous and so sick. If we don't bring this up in our trade talks with China, we are not doing what our job is to do as Americans. And I say that hoping somebody who is close to the president understands how vital an issue this is. Okay. In hour two today, so that's coming up in a moment, we have Ethan Nicole. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're into bizarre humor, and if you listen to this program, I think you probably already are, Ethan Nicole has written a book on why bears want to kill you. It is sheer lunacy. Yeah. All I can tell you is you don't want to miss it.
No.
He writes for the Babylon Bee. The Babylon Bee, by the way, yesterday reposted the thing about me writing a 700-page biography of Bob the Tomato. And I can't believe that those guys need to like make a ton of money and get awards because what they do is so great, the Babylon Bee. Before we close out this hour and go to our next guest, I want to say that we've raised 50% just about of our goal, which is our month goal for June.
Right.
And obviously we're two-thirds of the way through June, so we're in a little bit of trouble here. We're doing a campaign with Preborn. This is simply to save the lives of babies in the womb. There are a lot of women who are pregnant and maybe it's in the early stages of the pregnancy, and they don't really think of it as a baby. Well, if they get a free ultrasound because of preborn, they inevitably say, yes, sure, I'd like to have a free ultrasound. It's free. Let's go. Let's see. And when they see what they see, which is to say when they see what is true, everything changes. Suddenly it is my baby. And when it becomes my baby and not a problem that I need to deal with, everything changes and lives come into the world. And those lives are infinitely valuable. For only $28, you can make one of these ultrasounds possible. For $140, that makes five of them possible. If you give $500, and I always say this, I'd love a whole classroom to get together and do this, or an extended family for a birthday gift. It's like, Grandpa, for your birthday, yeah, everybody here gave this much money. We saved $500 so that you could give it to preborn, and you're saving, you know, 25 lives or whatever it is. And I have to say that if you do that, you get to make a visit to us in the studio. Today we have Scott and Dawn Busby of Atlanta, Georgia. They gave to CSI. Anybody giving $500, you can bring the whole family. We don't care. You get to visit us in the studio. The studio is gorgeous. We're out of time, but I want to encourage you, go to our website. Mm-hmm. That is metaxastalk.com. Click on the preborn banner. We're wrapping this up, so we need you to give. It's a great cause. Doesn't get much better, so please check it out. Preborn. We'll be right back with Ethan, Nicole, and Wacky Humor.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.